You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio. This is Clyde J. Gale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You're listening to a series that I call Clyde's Weird Stuff.
Now that's weird.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast. I'd like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.com.
Welcome back to the second hour of the show. It's me, Ross Hemsworth. You are listening to Now That's Weird, and thanks so many of you writing in emails, standing behind us and saying what a great job we're doing with Now That's Weird. That is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. And I know so many of my listeners now. I feel like I know you all personally because you write in each week, and it's wonderful. So thank you very much for that. Touched a spot, and they reminded me to keep positive, because at the end of the day, it's all about sending out love and being positive, isn't it? Which we do. Right, you're listening to Glastonbury Radio, me, Ross Hemsworth, and of course many other radio stations around the world on Now That's Weird. Now, my guest in the second hour of the program this evening is a man called Jeff Richardson. Now, Jeff has been running the Wi-Fi Alls for something like 10 years now, and if you haven't been there, do go and check the website out. It's www.thewifiles.net, and see what you think. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Now, you're in the UK. What part of the UK are you in?
The northeast.
You're up in the northeast.
East Yorkshire.
It's nice to have that Yorkshire accent. I've been up there many, many times, and good to have you on the show. Now, the Wi-Fi's have been in existence, as I said, for approaching 10 years. What prompted you to set up the website initially?
Well, at the time, there were literally millions of UFO websites on the internet. However, very few of them had any real research value. And they came and went very quickly indeed. And I thought there was a need for a website that gave a comprehensive overview of ufology that might appeal not just to newcomers, as it were, but also be a reasonable website for experts as well.
Mm. Now, ufology, obviously people normally get into ufology when they've seen something themselves. What have been your own experiences, Jeff?
Well, the two main experiences, one almost seems like a dream now. It happened to me. I experienced it when I was about 10 years old. I was walking home one night about 7:30 from a local kind of youth club. And I was terrified. I saw a large triangular object just hovering. It seemed to hover almost directly over me. And that was my initial, I literally, from then on, you know, even at that age, became very interested in looking into UFOs, into researching them. My initial feelings at the time, apart from being terrified, were they're not spheres, you know, they're not flying saucer shaped. This one was triangular.
Mm. Now, a comment was made to me today by somebody I was talking to about exactly this. Last week we had a guest on the show called Paola Harris, who was talking about aliens being here on Earth already and us exchanging technology. And this person was commenting on that program and said, don't you think it's weird that we now have a triangular-shaped aircraft that was supposed to have taken 20 years to develop, but it was actually developed in something like 2? Could it be that it's based on alien technology? We're, of course, talking about the stealth bomber.
I assume he's referring to stealth. Well, stealth became public knowledge in the late 1980s. Initial stealth technology began to be researched in the 1960s.
Hmm.
I don't think there's any real reason to believe that you know, certainly to say that stealth was developed in 2 years is just incorrect. It's just not accurate at all. Stealth technology, it was like in almost the early 1960s when they began to, began to develop it. It took 20 to 30 years before it became public knowledge.
Now, yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think that the 2 years thing is also incorrect. But it does seem strange that the shape of the aircraft is very different from any type of aircraft that's been designed before. And it does make you wonder, after seeing triangular-shaped things in the skies dating back to about the 1940s, I think, it does seem strange that we've developed something very similar.
Yeah, I think possibly, because it seems strange, it doesn't actually, that is no real evidence that it's extraterrestrial. I think quite often we, it's a danger to accept an immediate explanation. You know, we have to be open-minded, but we also have to look deeper. And quite often there is an explanation for these objects that people see. I mean, I often think back, if I actually had seen a stealth aircraft, let's just say in 1981, I would have been so shocked, I would have tended to believe it was extraterrestrial. It's only with knowledge, and as we become more informed about these things, that we actually do realise that, no, there is another explanation. I have seen that all UFO sightings can be explained, because they can't. And I am not saying that some UFO sightings could be extraterrestrial, because I believe they could. But an awful lot are explainable.
Well, I've got an email straight in from Nita Grant, one of our regular guests on the show, who's done a lot of work on alien research, and she said, stealth has been around for a lot longer than people realise. I first saw stealth personally 8 years before they announced it.
There you are.
Sort of backing up what you say there. Now, most UFO websites start off with a burst of enthusiasm, but then they tend to disappear after a fairly short lifespan. Why do you think the Y-Files have survived for so long?
Well, I hope it's the quality of the content. It wasn't a website that was put together purely on my own personal beliefs. I hope it has a documentary quality about the whole site. And I hope it's the quality of the content and the constant, almost checking as much as is possible, and adding on to the site, that kind of, it's almost organic, you know, you start off with like a small thread and it grows and grows and grows, as it were. I also think that going back, let's just say 10 years ago, as I said earlier, some of the websites were almost just personal points of view about ufology. They didn't cover the subject as a whole or to any great extent, and in so much they had no real value to anyone. I hope it was my intention that the Y-Files would be almost an encyclopedia of ufology.
Now, do you get a lot of people coming to you and saying, Jeff, I've seen a UFO?
Yes.
Now, how many of those would you say that you've documented have some substance to them?
It depends what you mean by documented. There certainly are some cases when you say coming to me and telling me, I get a considerable number of reports from, for instance, the US and Canada and so on. It's impossible to list them all on the website. I try to pick the ones that seem to slot into a particular category to illustrate what people see. For instance, when they see a black triangle. I mean, I have also seen a black triangle, so I have some idea of what it feels like and how confusing it can be to actually see one. But that's how I try to deal with it. If someone sends me a UFO report in from Canada, I sometimes refer it on to a researcher in Canada, for instance. But obviously I cannot personally nip over to Canada to investigate it. But if that report is of such quality and has the necessary detail, then I will publish it on the warehouse to the extent that I can.
Okay, my guest is Jeff Richardson. The website is thewyfiles.net. Do check that out, and let me just double-check I've got that. Yes, thewyfiles.net. Check that out. Let me know what you think. And get your emails coming in right now, ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk or studio@glastonburyradio.net. Get those through to me now, and we'll get your questions to Jeff before the end of the hour. Still to come in hour three, Michelle Whitedove, a medical intuitive and clairvoyant from America, joining us live on the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird.
Now That's Weird.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and let's take a break from today's show. I've got a very important message for you. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something on a computer with your friends or family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. You know, I've tried this thing, folks, and it's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen. You can pass keyboard and mouse control over to another member. You can even draw and highlight on the screen. And here's the wonderful thing, low flat fee pricing. It lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need instead of worrying about those minute-to-minute costs. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. You really got to give it a try today, all right?
Glastonbury Fairs presents the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair at Glastonbury Town Hall on Saturday 26th and Sunday 27th of May from 10 till 6 p.m. There are free talks, lectures and demonstrations featuring Jeff Ward, Malcolm Robinson, Peter Knight, Celia Gunn and Satreya, free Rob Cannabis, Ishaya Monks and special guest Ralph Ellis, who will be speaking on the tombs of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, as well as Skota, the Egyptian Queen of the Scots. GlastonburyRadio.net will be broadcasting live from this two-day event. Come down and meet some of the personalities behind the voices. Admission is just £3 and all accompanied children are free. In the evening, there's a magical Avalonian May Ball in Celtic Cayley on Sunday 27th of May from 7:30 p.m. with the Kangaroo Kylie Band. Tickets are available from Changing World Music inside Gothic Image in Glastonbury for just £7, £9 on the door.
I love you because you, me and the universe are one. We are all in this together. So what can we do about it? Well, we could reverse the effects of global warming, save the rainforest, feed, clothe and shelter the world's population entirely using just one plant, hemp. The natural provider of food, fiber, fuel and medicine. Used locally and grow globally. Intrigued? Then find out more at Hemp in Avalon, your local Hemporium, based at 1A Market Place, Glastonbury, 01458 835 769, or log on to hempinavalon.com.
The Connections magazines are the leading independent free guide for personal development, natural therapies and all things mystic. The three regional magazines cover the Southwest, London and Southeast and the Midlands with articles and columns by many well-known people including Dr. Alan Sweeney, Barbara Brennan, Gerd Lange, Karen Kay, Gail Force and many more. Why not advertise your therapies, centres, courses and workshops, holidays and retreats, readings, products for sale or tanning and therapy centres with us to our thousands of like-minded readers. See theconnections.co.uk or phone 01747 83424. Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show.
Yes, you can indeed. You can even see Lulu the cat. www.nowthatsweird.co.uk. And the only official site for Glastonbury Radio, of course, www.glastonburyradio.com. And we're launching very soon Glastonbury Television, which you'll be able to find at glastonburytelevision.com. So check that out. Lots of programmes coming to you along the lines of what we're doing with Glastonbury Radio. We're just in the midst of negotiating for a new venue, which we'll be doing all the shows from. So some exciting stuff to come here on Glastonbury Radio, and we look forward to bringing you the ugly mush of me on Now That's Weird, live on TV as well as on radio. I'm not sure you can cope with that, even on a Friday night. Just don't eat before seeing it. My guest in the second hour of the programme is Jeff Richardson from The Wi-Files. Jeff, welcome back.
Hi.
I always say I've got the perfect face for radio. Why they want to put me on TV, I never know. But there you go. So part of that strange phenomena thing, Jeff, I reckon. Right, let's move on. Now, what are the Wi Files consulted by professional researchers, such as TV documentary production teams, this sort of thing?
Yes, on a number of occasions. No doubt, bands. I'm completely unaware of it happening. But certainly, there have been consulted for such things as television documentaries. I have personally been involved on a number of occasions. So certainly, they are consulted by the media and, you know, by other expert researchers.
Now, are there likely to be a or any TV series coming up that we might see based around what you're doing with the Wire Files, do you think?
I don't know about the UK. Certainly the History Channel at the moment in the US have been consulting the Wire Files recently, you know, in the last few months. How long that will take to filter through to the UK, I don't know, to be honest.
It's becoming a big thing now across the world. I was talking to Simon Gray, one of the founders of AboveTopSecret.com, on the show last week. It's just over a million hits a month now, and they're taking that to TV very, very soon. So there's a lot more interest from TV in this kind of thing, and something like the Wire Files you can imagine as a running TV series, can't you?
Well, we're achieving just in excess of 100,000 hits a day at times. It's very difficult to keep track of the actual stats for the site, basically because the files have become so large. As to whether it would ever develop any further than that, I just wouldn't like to say. Certainly, I have no plans for that to happen. No one has ever approached me with that in mind.
Well, perhaps they will after tonight's show. Perhaps they will after tonight's show, who knows. Now, it's been almost 10 years since the site started, and during that time, do you think that changes have taken place in ufology generally?
Certainly, there's been some really superb research done regarding documentation from the Ministry of Defence under the Freedom of Information Act. Certainly some researchers have done some awesome work in that respect. There's obviously also the search for extraterrestrial life, for instance, SETI. There's also other things going on. I can't say an awful lot about it, but I know of an astronomer who in 1993 conceived a way of detecting extraterrestrial evidence of extraterrestrial life, and in effect he was derided at the time, but now his theories are being taken very seriously indeed. So there's certainly, as far as research and investigation, you know, there have been considerable developments, I would have thought. As I said, that some of the researchers who have devoted themselves almost to researching through the Freedom of Information Act have even recently this year come up with some amazing research which proves that the British government, the MOD, have had a far more serious and deeper interest in UFOs than they would have admitted to.
Well, of course, we've had Nick Pope, the former UK government X-Files officer, on the programme on regular occasions, and Nick tells us, and I think only tells us part of the story, about some of the things that are coming to light only now in that 20 or 30 years of UFO research.
Yes, and there's been some marvellous work conducted by Dr. David Clark and Andy Roberts. David Clark has announced this week that the Ministry of Defence are going to release all of their UFO documents, which is a marvellous achievement on his part. You know, the French government did it some time ago, and he's persuaded the MOD to do the same thing. There will be thousands of documents released. in the not-so-distant future.
Now, I don't know whether it's just the cynical side of me, but I always think whenever the government say they're going to release everything, what they actually mean is they're going to release everything except that that really matters.
I tend to agree.
Now, and I know Nick Pope thinks much the same as well.
Want us to know they will not. Sometimes they make mistakes, you see.
Mm.
And this is where, as I say, the experts in this type of research have come to the fore, as it were, in so much they've had the patience to find these errors, the odd error that, you know, an MOD department makes, and they latch onto a code name such as Condam. And, you know, that was just expert research. When they do release all of the documents, I believe it's highly unlikely that if there is something they don't want us to see, they will not release it voluntarily.
Yeah, I'll make you right on that one. Now, would you say that the Y-File specialises in any particular area of ufology?
It was never meant to. It was meant to provide an overview, a comprehensive overview. But, as an example, the section dealing with pilot sightings, another section would be black triangles, have become so comprehensive within their own section of the site that, in effect, they're a website of their own. So it was never meant to, to have to cover specific aspects. It was meant to be an overview, but in effect, possibly because it's been in existence for so long, certain areas, are dealt with in more just as much detail as an expert site.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's right. Now, some years ago, and I want to talk to you about this if we can in some detail, there was an alien autopsy film, allegedly of aliens surviving the Roswell crash. Now, it had a haze of publicity, but is now generally acknowledged to have been a hoax or a fake. Now, what are your feelings on this, and are you aware of any other similar cases?
Well, I think it has to be accepted that it was a hoax or a fake or from the beginning. The lust for money was behind it. They did it to make money. I mean, it's pointless pretending otherwise. Unfortunately, some people did take it very seriously indeed, and I think they believed it. It produced a number of books by other people. excuse me. And yet all of the time it was a certainly as far as other similar situations are concerned, maybe nothing to that scale, but without categorically naming particular video files or whatever, but certainly there has been a number of fake videos. There's been a number of NASA videos that have been played around with simply to produce good video for television. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's a part of ufology, and I think it's a part that you have to learn to not accept anything until you've looked into it.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, there are so many things put forward, and this gives the cynics and the sceptics a bit more ammunition. Now, I'm just going to go to the emails for a second, because I've got an interesting one here from Al, who's in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, and he says, could you ask your guest what he thinks of the Chicago O'Hare UFO, which has gained so much publicity of late?
Yes, I am not an expert on this subject, but funnily enough, it coincides with a couple of questions you asked earlier. When I heard the manager of the air traffic control department of the airport talking, when I heard him interviewed, I have to say that I found him very convincing. I am quite aware that certain cloud effects or meteorological effects within certain, confined situations or whatever, can produce some quite convincing UFOs, as it were. Certainly, just recently, I had a researcher from the History Channel actually get in touch with me because they were obviously looking at this, this particular incident, and the photographs were faked. That is about as much as I know about it. That doesn't mean I'm not being on. I am not personally discounting it. I just have to see it as I see it. And certainly they could not find the photograph, which when they analysed, they didn't regard as being doubtful. So what exactly happened, I am not too sure.
No, it sort of jingles up all sorts of conspiracy theories again, doesn't it, and cover-ups and whatever. But let's move on for a second. I will come back to Chicago O'Hare because we were discussing it last week. But I've got another one in here, and the gentleman's given me his name but asked me to say anonymous. He says, does your guest Jeff Richardson know anything of Manta, the follow-on project to that which was called Aurora? This is something I heard from a test pilot in the RAF who used to test fly VC-10s when they were converted to tankers for refueling. They were triangular, no sound, and black, and spent most of their time flying the Atlantic from Scotland to the USA. The person I got this from was a senior test pilot.
Yeah, I can... excuse me. There are a number of names that have appeared. Even Aurora itself, there is no proof at all in the hands of researchers, as it were, to prove that Aurora exists. I mean, it possibly does exist, and it possibly exists under another name. I'm quite, personally, quite prepared to believe and is that someone has seen black triangular craft flying from Scotland to the US or whatever. I'm convinced it is happening. I have heard of the name, I've heard of probably two or three others. At the same time.
Okay, well, let me stop you there for a second because we need to go into a break, and we'll come back to this in just a moment. If any of my listeners have come across the Manta Project or Aurora, drop me a line now, ross@glastonburyradio.net or ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk. You're listening to Now That's Weird. Check out the website, www.nowthatsweird.co.uk. We'll be back with Jeff Richardson from the Y-Files right after this.
The Forbidden Knowledge Conference comes to Glastonbury on Saturday, July the 14th. Amongst the guests are Nick Pope, the former UK government UFO investigator, known as the UK's own Fox Mulder, Paul Devereaux, TV presenter, author and expert on ley lines and earth energies, Tim Wallace Murphy, the world's leading authority on the Knights Templars, Peter Knight, author of the book 13 Moons and an expert on local ancient sites and mysteries, Anne Andrews, mother of the alien abductee known as the Indigo Child, Jason Andrews, Ralph Harvey, the UK granddaddy of witchcraft and head of the Order of Artemis. And top of the bill, Ray L, leader of the Raelian movement, who hit the headlines recently by claiming they had the world's first human cloned baby. It is extremely rare to see Ray L talking in the UK at this type of event, so this is a must not miss. Book your tickets now on 07990 797 979. That's 07990 797 979. Or visit glastonburyfairs.co.uk. That's glastonburyfairs, spelled FAYRES.co.uk. Don't miss out. Tickets are selling fast.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter promo code BLU38 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your order. Get your piece of internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Glastonbury Fairs presents the Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair at Glastonbury Town Hall on Saturday 26th and Sunday 27th of May from 10 till 6 p.m. There are free talks, lectures and demonstrations featuring Jeff Ward, Malcolm Robinson, Peter Knight, Celia Gunn and Satreya, free Rob Cannabis, Ishaya Monks and special guest Ralph Ellis, who will be speaking on the tombs of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba, as well as Skota, the Egyptian Queen of the Scots. GlastonburyRadio.net will be broadcasting live from this two-day event. Come down and meet some of the personalities behind the voices. Admission is just £3 and all accompanied children are free. In the evening, there's a magical Avalonian May Ball and Celtic Cayley on Sunday 27th of May from 7:30 p.m. with the Kangaroo Kylie Band. Tickets are available from Changing World Music inside Gothic Image in Glastonbury for just £7, £9 on the door. Would you like to advertise on one of the fastest growing radio stations in the world? The amazing opportunity comes with GlastonburyRadio.net to advertise from just £50 per month. How cheap is that? to get to a world audience and sell your goods online as well as locally in Glastonbury. Just give us a call for more details on 0871 871 366 or email studio@glastonburyradio.net and find out why so many people are choosing to advertise online. Tune in online at www.glastonburyradio.net. Why? Because it's a net thing.
Email the show, Ross, at nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Yes, welcome back to the programme. It's me, Ross Hemsworth. You are indeed listening to Now That's Weird, the show the world stays at home for on a Friday night, syndicated across the world on lots and lots of different radio stations, as well as us here at Glastonbury. So thanks to all of you syndicate stations for your support and ongoing support. And in fact, the syndication company this week have told us that they expect us to be up into the millions very soon with the new station signing up for the show. So great and power to their elbow. Now with me is Jeff Richardson from the Y-Files. You can find the website at theyfiles.net. And somebody said, I can't find it. I'm typing in the Y files. Yes, you're typing in the letter Y. It's W-H-Y, the W-H-Y files.net. And you'll find the right website. So do check it out. And still to come in the show in the third hour, Michelle Whitedove, a medical intuitive and clairvoyant, joining me live on the programme from America. Now, Jeff, let me come back to you. You were talking about certain things before the break, including the Manta and Aurora projects, and I'm waiting for emails from my listeners because I'm sure that other people will have come across this. But let's just go back for a moment to Chicago O'Hare. And a lot of my guests in recent weeks have spoken about this particular incident as being one of the most authentic they've come across, and certainly with the reports from the tower, from the people in radio control there, and various other areas. Now, apart from what we'd already talked about with regards to the photograph, why do you think so much has been made of this particular sighting if it wasn't a true UFO sighting?
Well, I'm afraid it's happened again just recently with a bright sphere being seen near Guernsey by some airline pilots. I'd like to say at this point, I am not saying it was not, you know, a UFO, as, you know, in the term, as the term is now understood. All I'm saying is that I personally am not convinced that it wasn't some form of, you know, meteorological freak situation. It's the same with the object that was seen in the skies near Guernsey. There are other explanations for such an incident. It doesn't, on face, it's wrong to take it on face value. There are certain military weapons and so on that can be tested and give a very, very similar effect. You get a large glowing sphere in the sky. So as far as the O'Hare airport situation is concerned, I am open-minded, but I am not convinced that it was in fact anything exotic.
Now, why do you think it is that aliens would come here, bearing in mind that we know how far it is across the galaxies? Now, I've put forward not an explanation, but an idea to people over the years that perhaps we're in parallel dimensions and they're actually not travelling that far. But if we were talking about aliens in spaceships, that's a hell of a way to come, isn't it? Just to fly over an airport and go home again.
Yes. I personally tend to agree with your hypothesis. perhaps there is something, you know, perhaps there are other dimensions, perhaps every now and again there is almost a glitch and they overlap each other. I'm not putting that forward as the answer, but perhaps that is what is happening.
Yeah.
And on occasion, you know, the two worlds overlap in a specific place for us, you know, for a short length of time. On the other hand, I don't necessarily feel that to an advanced intelligence that covering long distances in space may be, you know, they may well have resolved that problem. I can't remember the chap's name, but a chap from NASA, I've got a quote from him saying, and this is several years ago, but because their long-term objective is space travel, they have to think about it now, looking ahead years and years ahead. And his words are something like, think about it as far as you can possibly go in your own mind, then add on 50 years, and that's where we're at now. They are actually talking about bending space to avoid travelling, you know, millions and millions of light years, you know, to making it kind of theoretically possible to cover these massive distances. Whether or not some intelligence from, you know, obviously a long way away from this planet has actually resolved that problem, I don't know.
Well, of course, this is what we were talking about last week.
We're thinking about it.
Mm.
So they could be, you know, thousands of years ahead of us.
Exactly. Well, we were talking about this last week on the show with both Simon Gray and with Paola Harris about the fact that maybe some of the technology we are using and developing is that of alien technology, which gives some weight, I suppose, to Paola's claims that there are already aliens living here on Earth. But, I mean, that's another one that there's very little evidence to back that or support that at the moment. Although I saw Paola at the Probe Conference in Blackpool where I was a speaker, and she showed some very damning evidence of people talking, like Colonel Corso, a high-ranking American military leader, and also the Foreign Secretary from the, or previous Foreign Secretary from the Canadian government, Peter Hellyer.
Yes.
And those, you know, the evidence those people are giving really does add weight to it, doesn't it?
It certainly makes you think. There's no doubt about that. I mean, not long, a few minutes ago, we were talking about Aurora and triangular craft. Now, probably only 10 years or so ago, people were reporting seeing triangular craft, and they were treated with disbelief by the sceptics.
Mm.
And yet, now even the most ardent debunker accepts the existence of triangular craft, you know, black triangles.
Mm.
The capabilities of these craft is truly, you know, well beyond that of having a manned crew. I mean, because the G-forces involved, we just wouldn't survive.
Exactly. Well, let me stop you there, Jeff, just for a moment, because we need to take another break. But that's a valid point, and we'll come back to it. We're talking to Jeff Richardson. You can contact us now with your questions, ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk or studio@glastonburyradio.net.
The Train Station Gym is Glastonbury's only specialist health and fitness centre, covering all aspects of health and fitness. We offer flexible and no-contract memberships, complete class timetables, comprehensive range of health and sports supplements, GP referral scheme, personal training, fast tan sunbed, physiotherapy, acupuncture and sports massage. Free trial sessions are available, so why not pop in for a coffee and a chat, or give us a call on Glastonbury 832 743. Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show. Email the show, ross@nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Log on to Mystery Play Internet Radio for the live show, Mystery Play Live, every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time Zone.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. The Connections magazines are the leading independent free guide to personal development, natural therapies, and all things mystic. The three regional magazines cover the Southwest, London and Southeast, and the Midlands, with articles and columns by many well-known people, including Dr. Alan Sweeney, Barbara Brennan, Gerd Lange, Karen Kay, Gail Force, and many more. Why not advertise your therapies, centres, courses and workshops, holidays and retreats, readings, products for sale, or tanning and therapy centres with us to our thousands of like-minded readers. See theconnections.co.uk or phone 01747 823 424.
Now that's weird.
Night, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They've made me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird.
Yes, welcome back to the programme. It is Now That's Weird. We're in hour two of the show, and my guest is Jeff Richardson from The Y-Files. The website is thewyfiles.net. That's W-H-Y, thewyfiles.net. Do check it out. Now, just before the break, we were talking about people that had seen triangles and the way that people are documenting these now. Let's carry on from where we left off, if you would, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, a black triangle. The really first came to the attention... Well, of the world, really, and there was a massive flap in Belgium in 1990. The craft observed, the Belgian Air Force chased a triangle on occasion. There was ample evidence that these objects really did exist. There was cause for concern by the Belgian government. The craft did display capabilities that, well, it would rule out them being manned by human beings, because the G-forces involved and so on would mean a human being just wouldn't survive it. Since then, black triangles have been seen on numerous occasions, not just in Europe, but also in the United States and elsewhere throughout the world. Mm. As I said earlier, 10 years ago, people were still being derided for having reported seeing them, but now they are accepted, even by the most ardent debunkers, that black triangles exist.
Well, let me read you another email that's come in, Jeff. This is from the chap that emailed in earlier, asking to be called anonymous. He said, my guy knew those names and that he couldn't land at certain RAF bases when those aircraft were operational. Also, there were and are guys on the North Sea oil rigs, especially there for sightings of these aircraft. These were larger than 747s. Aurora sent out a pulse ahead of itself, but this could be guessed by reading the pulse. Manta apparently grabs time and space, hence it appears in different places as though it's defined time. It can be seen in one place and a split second later seen somewhere else. By the way, all of this information was given to me back in 1992 to 1995. I was told a lot more, but I can't obviously say on this particular medium. Now, Jeff, what do you make of that?
Yes, I've heard it before. I have actually heard similar reports, in fact, very similar. recently, I've been examining the situation on the west coast of the UK, where there have, over the years, been numerous reports of black triangular craft. And craft showing capabilities that were fantastic. There is good reason to believe that at least some of these craft are black budget craft, probably being tested at Warton, which is an aerodrome in Lancashire.
Mm.
And they are probably, at least some of them, are unmanned aerial vehicles, which accounts for the way, for the capabilities. On site at the moment, I've just recently put on a video. All I can say is I have good reason to believe, and personally, I will say that I strongly believe that the video was, in fact, taken from the nose camera of a black triangle.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. Another thing I find interesting here, Jeff, is in the email from the person we'll call Anonymous for now, he mentions about the Manta project, bending space and time. Now, this is what you were talking about just a few minutes before, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. whether... NASA or contractors who work for NASA have developed these craft. To be honest, I just don't know. I suspect very strongly that they have. Whether they are, this technology is based on reversed engineering of some crashed alien craft, there again, it is a proposal that some people put forward. I really think that some people actually strongly believe that that is what's happening. It's back to the keeping an open mind as far as I'm concerned. Certainly, I have very, very, very good reason to believe that triangular black UAVs are being flown from Warton Aerodrome in northwest Lancashire.
Hmm.
And that's about as much as I can say on that particular aspect of it.
Well, there's also a lot of reports on bases in the north of Scotland as well, aren't there, that, testing out similar things.
The black triangular craft that I saw December 1999 was actually on the east coast of England.
Right.
It was on the East Yorkshire coast.
Hmm.
Initially, I thought it was three helicopters.
Flying in formation.
And I thought they could fly in. They were so precise. I thought that is amazing. It was night time.
Hmm.
It was only when the object flew in front of some light-coloured cloud that I realised it was a craft. And it banked off in such an unnatural way that its capabilities, it was actually going so slowly, you would imagine it should have, that's why I thought it was helicopters.
Okay,
should have fallen out of the sky.
Let me stop you there, Jeff, because we need to take another break. We'll come back with this in just a moment. You're listening to me, Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird.
Visit the show's official website, nowthatsweird.co.uk, and meet the team behind the show.
The Celtic calendar and lunar wave is specifically designed for those who follow the original 13-month Grove cycle of the solar year, with all the full moon, dark moon and quarter moons clearly marked in its correct grove with equinoxes and solstices too. For 2007, it is the old Celtic system which uses the names of the trees as they come into season as the month's grove's name. Free rainbow with every copy, just place a mirror on the right-hand side. Send an A4 stamped addressed envelope to Celtic Calendars, 85-87, The Broadway, West Ealing, London, W13, 9BP. That's Celtic Calendars, 85-87, The Broadway, West Ealing, London, W13, 9BP.
Hello, Mr. Play Internet Radio fan. This is your host, Clyde J. Kale. Would you like to listen to some more old-time radio shows? Do you have a particular series you're interested in? Well, then visit our website, www.mystery-otr.net. Again, that's www.mystery-otr.net.
Have you ever ignored a hunch or gut feeling and regretted it later? Now you don't have to. You can have intuition, hunches and gut feelings on demand when you need them. My friend and colleague Dr. Laurie Nadell shows you how in her amazing new book, Dr. Laurie Nadell's Sixth Sense, Unlocking Your Ultimate Mind Power. She's offering more than a dozen bonus gifts that add value to her book, including a training exercise by one of the US military's top psychic spies. You can learn the basics of remote viewing from a master psychic spy, plus she is offering an MP3 audio to get your brain into an intuitive state. This weekend is your last opportunity to receive these incredible bonus gifts when you buy Dr. Laurie Nadell's Sixth Sense, Unlocking Your Ultimate Mind Power on Amazon.co.uk. To claim your bonus gift, sign up at www.unlockyoursixthsense.com/onetimeoffer.html. Scroll to the bottom of the page to sign up for your bonus gifts. That's www.unlockyoursixthsense.com/onetimeoffer.html.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. Email the show, Ross at nowthatsweird.co.uk.
Okay, lots of emails coming in, and I thank you for those. Let's see if we can quickly get to a few of those before the end of the hour. First one is from Pamela, who is living in Spain at the moment. She says she's a Brit living in Spain, only just found the show. Welcome to the show, Pamela. I hope you're enjoying it. She said, I've got a question for your guest. What's the most convincing piece of UFO footage he's ever seen?
Yes, that's a good one. Hello?
Yes, yeah, it is a good one. We're waiting for your answer.
I'm thinking. The most convincing UFO footage I've ever seen. I think some of the NASA footage where objects are seen to apparently move intelligently in space. Most of it has been explained and explained logically away of all the suspicious NASA footage, if you know what I mean. Mm. But I think probably that, if I had to pick on one particular video, it would have to be that. I think it's important to realise that no one has ever come up with any conclusive evidence at all that we are actually being visited by ET.
Okay, let me move quickly on to the next one because we're running a bit short of time. This one's from Marty. He's in California in Los Angeles, one of my favourite places. I love going out there. Hi, Marty. Thanks for writing in. He says, what about Roswell? So many things have been said over the years, Jeff, with regards to Roswell. Some say it's a fake. Some say it was an air balloon. What do you think?
Right. I'm quite certain something did happen. I'm quite certain that it was originally declared that a disc had been captured, as it were. I'm quite certain the US government lied and, to the public for decades. They came up with an explanation that it was a model balloon experiment. Since then, there have been a number of other non-UFO explanations, and that's where I stand on it. I kind of look at it and think, well, if it proves nothing, it proves that governments will lie.
Yeah, this is
the
true.
Public. And it definitely does prove that.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that's a good point, I think, to finish, Jeff. We've run out of time. It's been an absolute delight having you on the show, and I hope you'll come back and join us again on Now That's Weird.
By all means.
Thank you very much, and you have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Bye. That's Jeff Richardson there. The website again, www.thewifiles.net. Do check it out. It's an intriguing site. And there's a man who has a very rational, very logical approach to UFOs, but himself convinced that there are certain examples that he cannot explain rationally or logically. What do you think? Studio at glastonburyradio.net or Ross at nowthatsweird.co.uk. Use either address. I'd be very, very keen to hear what you think. I'd also be very keen to hear from anyone that's had experience or knows anything about the Manta and Aurora projects. And it's an interesting point you might like to know, that our web stats always show US military and US government servers hitting our site when we talk about these subjects. So I'll be very interested in seeing the web stats for tonight's show when we access them and see if that was the case. Let me know what you think. Studio at glastonburyradio.net or Ross at nowthatsweird.co.uk, or you can use the contacts page on the website. We'll be back right after this. Okay, just had an email come in, which I want to quickly read out before we move on to the next thing. It's from Anonymous again. I don't know if this is the same Anonymous or a different one. Here's the scary thing. I actually saw three of these over the Cotswolds heading towards Bryce Norton in 1994, and the other sightings mainly west coast of Scotland. They fly a specific route and seldom deviate from that path. That was at the time. These vehicles, I was told, did have human occupants and could stand gravity because they had their own. They also have a very narrow top to bottom height. From Anonymous. Also, he says, yes, they flew at night and less over the Atlantic, and yes, very slow. They fly over and silent. Manta, I have never seen. Aurora. as in he's seen manta but never seen aurora. So that's from Anonymous there, and I'd be interested to find out some more on that, Anonymous, if you'd like to let me know. You've been listening to Ross Hemsworth. This is Now That's Weird, back for Hour 3 with Michelle Whitedove right after the break.